Now then, as every true Monster Hunter knows, no Snap Monster episode will be complete without a trip to New Mexico. Cisco Guevara brings us this story from the Land of Enchantment.
Back in the day, the U.S. government got together the greatest minds to build the atomic bomb. They found a little town up in the mountains. They actually dumped a lot of toxic things out into the beautiful canyons. There was a beast, probably had been poisoned by some kind of toxic chemical or radiation that the scientist had inadvertently dumped into the canyons. But everybody knows that it comes out of this one certain extra deep canyon called Arroyo Aguaje. A lot of people couldn't pronounce the Spanish word, so it became known as the Guaji Monster. And all they knew that it was big, it was white, and it was horrible looking. The Guaji Monster. It would make an appearance at night, usually by taking somebody's pet out of their backyard and just leaving a splotch on the porch where the dog used to be. This went on for several years, actually. One day, a call came into the police department. There was some shenanigans going on at the local cemetery, and police were very frustrated. And so this one officer in particular, he decided, well, I'm going to show these kids. I'm going to really take care of this issue. And it just so happened that the cemetery is right at the entrance to Arroyo Aguaje Canyon, where the Guaji Monster lives. It was late at night, and he was cruising down in here, and he turned off the motor of his car and coasted in so he could surprise these kids. Very carefully opened the car door, stepped out of the car very slowly. He was listening to the sounds of the night to see if he could tell where these kids were and what they were up to. Nothing. So he started moving out away from his car, and that's when he started thinking about, oh, this is Arroyo Aguaje Canyon. The Guaji Monster lives here. The hair on his arm started to stand up as he thought about it. His hand went down and unclipped the holster to his pistol, just in case. He got a little more nervous, and he actually pulled the gun out of the holster just to be a little more secure. And then he heard a noise. A very strange noise. And he turned, and there it was. A horrible, huge monster face with big, wide mouth, with teeth and huge, wide-set, glowing eyes. And what did he do? Shot his car. The grill of the car looked like a mouth in his scared state, and the headlights looked like big, wide-set eyes. And in his fear, in the dark, he actually shot his own car. True story.
Big thanks to Cisco for sharing his story with the Snap. Remember, be careful out there, because danger lurks. That piece was produced by Rita Daniels, Madeline Shalita, and sound design by Pat Macedi Miller.